أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا. We are studying the chapter of Mujahada, that is to make an effort, juhad, to make an effort. And the height of it, what we call jihad, to fight against, physically to fight against the non-believers. The starting of this mujahada is against one's own nafs, all the desires, wrong desires that we have, to fight against them. And to fight against shaitan, who always makes us, encourage us, leads us to do wrong things, to fight against that. And then the height of it is jihad, to fight against the non-believers, and also, ulama have included, anyone from even amongst the Muslims who are doing wrong, openly, and they also, we should stand up and fight against that also. And this Allah Ta'ala says, yeah, in this ayat, that was Qurishma Rabbi. Remember the name of your Allah. In other places, Allah Ta'ala says, Udhkurullah. Remember Allah. Yeah, and in other places in the Quran, Allah says, remember the name of Allah Ta'ala, that is to repeat the name of Allah Ta'ala. Which is when we make dhikr, we repeat all the time, Allah, Allah. Allah. This is a direct command of Allah Ta'ala here, that keep on repeating the name of Allah Ta'ala. And when doing that, this chapter of Mujahada, with the relevant part of that, with the battal ilayhi tabtila. And when you are making your dhikr, then turn your attention fully to Allah Ta'ala. That is, that exclusive devotion. Don't let any other thoughts come in you. That is also a mujahada. When a person is making dhikr, just like namaz, tilawat of Quran Sharif, then all other thoughts also come. To expel that thought is also an effort from a person. If he leaves himself, so to say, in neutral, then all type of thoughts will come to him. He must put himself in gear and move forward, then think of Allah Ta'ala and consciously remove all the other thoughts. If we don't do that in namaz also, we mess up our whole namaz also. No thought of Allah remains in our namaz also. Our tilawat also. And dhikr, which the object of it is the remembrance of Allah. But then when we do it so unmindfully, that the medicine also fails also. It is said that the salt is the thing that remedies everything. But if the salt goes bad, then what is going to remedy the other things? And the same light, it is said, the ulama are there to correct the people. But if the ulama themselves go wrong, then who is going to correct the people? Then we can imagine what chaos will result in such a case. So this is also an effort that is required, that a person must consciously make an effort that he makes his dhikr properly, that he doesn't think of anyone or anything else besides Allah. He must be fully focused on Allah Ta'ala. As very beautifully also explained, like when a person is making namaz, and this is particularly with women folk, when they are making their namaz and they got something on the stove, for example. They are afraid it's going to boil over, the food is going to burn, and they rush through their namaz. So it is said that what you are rushing for is not in your control, it is in Allah's control. You make your namaz properly, Allah will look after that which you are rushing for. And you yourself won't be able to look after it. Hand it over to Allah. Make your namaz properly. Even we, if we have got something that we are worried about after namaz, make our namaz properly. And don't worry about that. Leave that to Allah Ta'ala. We should plan ourselves properly. But in our namaz, shaitan will bring all types of thoughts. Let's hurry up with your namaz. As we see commonly, after especially Asr namaz, to read the 33 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. But generally we'll find many people who just jump up and they go. Shaitan reminds them, this work you got, that work you got, and then we don't do that tasbihat. So we should remove all the negative thoughts and be positive and think only of Allah Ta'ala. So that is also a mujahada. If a person will do that, he'll get the full benefit of his dhikr, and then he will see the fruit and the sweetness of that zikr that will permeate every aspect of his life, that will make all aspects of his life very enjoyable and very, very fruitful. But it is that we make the zikr of Allah and we do it correctly, and one of the major requisites is that we don't think of anyone, anything else besides Allah Ta'ala in their zikr. May Allah give us all tawfiq.